This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper,
then you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? Them's a thick-ass kid.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown-ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports. Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik with Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy! I like the pause.
Thanks.
That's the Larry Johnson free throw.
Yeah.
Did you see Larry Johnson with Steph Curry?
Was there a lane violation tonight?
He was...
Did you jump?
Steph had the whole...
What?
Well, Steph was in Charlotte.
Steph?
Yeah.
Curry?
Stephon Curry.
I like him.
Oh, well, who doesn't? He might be the most... how do you hate him? He's like the most likable dude.
When you were in Arizona, we had a brief conversation about this, and he's kind of the perfect superstar.
Yes.
He's greatness.
Mahomes had a little bit of this, and then...
Definitely.
There was the weird political stuff with his wife, and so there's a little bit of hate coming his way, but Steph is like, he's just beyond hateable. He's like the nicest guy in the world. I was watching the gold medal.
Court of Gold.
Court of Gold, which...
Yeah, I got one episode left in that.
Dude, I'll tell you what. I was doing a lot of skip ahead. I mean, no offense to the Serbians, but like, let's do some fast forwarding. Let's just jump ahead. But at the end of it, Steve Kerr, you know, because Steph goes crazy in the gold medal game,
yep.
And it was really cool. And Steve Kerr's hugging him. And Steve Kerr says something to the effect of, you know, I effing love you. And he said... You're my favorite player, but he said more than that. He goes, you're my favorite human being I've ever met. And you can kind of see Steph, and you can like Kerr's not BSing. He just says, you are my favorite human being, and like kind of hugs him and kisses him like on the, like the, like a cheek thing. And it was kind of like one of these touching moments. And dude, you don't get that very often when a coach says that you're his favorite player, but you're the favorite human being. That lets you know that Steph's unique. He is a unique dude, and I know we're all doing the LeBron stuff, and we should, because LeBron is just continuing to cement the legacy. But if I'm rooting for someone, I'll take Steph over LeBron any day.
Oh, I think he's much easier to root for than LeBron.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not even close.
Yeah.
And by the way, you should have been here last week. If you didn't go on vacation, you would have been here for a whole segment on Steph. We filleted him.
I was busy watching our Kansas City Royals.
And by the way, Steve Kerr has met... a lot of people.
Yes.
Including me.
Yeah.
Including me.
So,
well, if you had to say in a
I'm a little disappointed he said that to him.
In a honestly. Stephen Curry,
thought he would say me.
Steve Kerr, who is the best human being you've ever met?
The best?
He said that was his. He said, he said, you're my favorite. You're the best human being I've ever met.
I've got two.
You're going to say Mike Riley, aren't you?
No.
No, you always.
You mean met or no?
Oh. Well, I mean, he hasn't met him. Obviously, he knows Steph Curry. Like, you could meet, like, I don't know, you could meet Gandhi, but I don't know if you know Gandhi.
Someone who's a part of your life, I guess.
Yes.
Well, my dad.
Yeah.
And my wife.
I will say
I have lip quiver.
Well, excited.
Those are really boring choices.
I know, but they are because here's what I always say about these. You know, we've been in sports a long time, and you know these people, these athletes. People put them on a pedestal, and a lot of times they're pieces of crap.
Yeah, they're not great.
Well, that was
so. I'm just a big fan of if you're going to really say who is the best person you know, you better really know them.
Yes.
You know, it's not just going to be George. I grew up idolizing George Brett. I found out that George Brett is kind of a drunk and an a-hole, and it hurts. I still love him, but it hurts.
By the way,
that makes two of us.
Speaking of that, after we get done with this, I had another Will Clark. Running down at spring training.
Wait, positive or negative?
Negative.
Hold on.
Oh, no.
Hold on.
We got to get to why.
That's just.
Yes.
Yes, this is too many.
Well, it's what we do.
Too many rabbit
squirrel. What? Ah!
Okay. So every time Steph Curry does something great, I have to let you know that Ryan Buckley sends me.
Only because you've also embraced his greatness.
Oh, I have, for sure. But I also feel like Buckley got a little bristly when I said Steph Curry was not in the top 10 all time.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Buckley, because now that's a debate.
Yeah.
And Buckley thinks that's absurd. Yeah. And so now he sends me Curry propaganda every time he does something wonderful.
Or Curry facts, what depending on how you want to spin it.
You guys had another weird propaganda. Like, Buckley will slant hard for a propaganda tour. Who was it? There was a pitcher. That Buckley wouldn't
it was Blake Snell.
Blake Snell last year.
Like, Buckley Blake wouldn't Snell. Shut up about Blake Snell.
It was more. I thought I was locked in a battle with Isaac that I could win.
Yeah, well,
about the greatness of Blake Snell.
It was about being desirable at the trade deadline. There were layers to that.
Yeah, I just don't think.
I'm just saying,
Blake Snell's great, but I don't think
Blake Snell's
that
fine.
Great.
Screw
Buckley
him.
Will dig in along party lines.
Yeah, I will.
And will kiss the ring.
By the way, we're gonna gloss over that right there. He just punted on the Blake Snell argument.
He's a Dodger now.
Because he's no longer a Giant.
Yeah.
So that tells you he's
party
disingenuous.
Lines. That's what I'm saying. He
doesn't
digs
mean disingenuous
in along
I don't
party
care about
lines.
The argument anymore.
Buckley's up there standing and clapping during addresses. He doesn't even know what he's clapping for.
You idiot. Okay, so why did you mention Larry Johnson and Steph Curry?
We're back to Larry Johnson. Oh.
Well,
so Steph Curry, the greatness that is Steph Curry, second to only Papa Rob, who... I am excited because I have met your parents on several occasions, and your dad does seem like a lovely human being. And if they come up here, you better believe I'm sitting down and bending that ear and having a glass of brown.
He'd love to hang with you.
I absolutely would.
He will have a 7-7.
Ooh, really?
If he drinks, he will.
He's a clear alcohol man, huh?
Well, I mean, he's not an alcohol man. He doesn't.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't really drink. Yeah. But if he does,
7-7.
He'll
huh?
oftentimes have a nice fruity beer.
Yeah.
Or if it's like a bar where it's like, I don't really know what to, just give me a 7-7. I know what that is.
So we could have a ruby. We could meet.
Yeah,
he
likes the ruby.
We could meet at a McMiniman's and have a ruby.
He'll say, do you have anything that resembles the blue moon?
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's the Midwest man, huh?
He's just not a huge drinker.
Yeah.
So. Anyway, the old Rops, they may be, the plan is they're going to come here in May and live here.
Well, if that's the case, just know I would like to suckle at that wisdom teat for a while.
He is a wise man.
He seems like just good, solid.
He's a wonderful man.
Midwestern sensibilities.
That SOB has helped a lot of people in their lives.
Yes.
He's been a chaplain, a minister, and an insurance agent.
He's seen some things.
A father.
I want to hear life stories. Anywho. Steph Curry was in Charlotte last night doing Steph Curry things.
He was in Madison Square Garden.
Oh, he was in Madison Square Garden. Sorry.
Yeah.
Why was...
Because we're all over that.
Yeah, it was that... Sorry, it wasn't in Charlotte. It was Madison Square Garden, and...
But the connection is that he and his... Yes. LJ and his dad played in Charlotte together.
And so Larry Johnson was there, and Steph Curry said that that was his favorite player, because that was his first... Like, he was a little kid. That was his first, like, NBA superstar.
That's cool.
Was Larry Johnson.
Did you know that, Steph Curry boy?
I did not. No.
So, after the game, Larry Johnson took a photo with Steph Curry. And Larry Johnson, like, Del Curry looks great. Del Curry was there, right? And then I saw Larry Johnson and, you know.
Not as great.
Well, we don't, you know.
Is he fat?
Yeah.
Just let himself go a little bit. Oh, there he got some money, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah, right?
Well, he's looking old.
Yeah. Well, he is.
Is he one of those guys that blew his like savings, or did he hold on to it?
I don't think so. It's just not a.
He's sort of unrecognizable.
Yes, you would never know. When I first saw that photo, I was like, "Who the hell is Steph Curry with?" And I was like, "Oh gosh."
He's one of those guys where you look at him and you go, "How do I know that guy?"
Yeah,
and then, you wouldn't be able to put two and two together until he told you his name.
That dude could walk down the street, and outside of just being a big human being, you would not know that that was Grandmama. He looks like Grandpapa.
Let me tell you something. That's an interesting... For Steph Curry to say that was his favorite player, I think is awesome.
Yeah.
Because he could easily say, you know, I don't know, how old is Steph? 36?
I don't know, 36, 30...
Would he be in the Kobe Bryant growing up watching?
So I'm trying to think the era that his dad was there, but like I know he spent a little bit of time around Muggsy Bogues, too, in Charlotte.
But I mean the superstars.
Yeah, these are just the people that he was obviously around. Yeah. There's a photo of him, like, really little running around, and like there's Larry Johnson.
Yeah, but he could have easily said, because he was in the, you know, Dell was in the NBA, he was around NBA players, he could have easily said Kobe Bryant or whoever, I don't know, whoever else, Michael Jordan even, I don't know. But he didn't. He said Larry Johnson. Yeah. And that's great because Larry Johnson was a blast to watch.
Yeah. Larry
though he wasn't really a basketball player skill wise per se.
He was a beast.
He was just a monster.
Yeah,
and a tough guy.
And he calls Steph his nephew. So I think that's an uncle nephew sort of thing. So I don't know if that really is his favorite player, if that's more like uncle is, you know, I don't know. It was cool. It was a cool moment to kind of see those two kind of reconnecting, and it shocked me that is Larry Johnson.
And there's a lot of choices. I'm looking now. You've got, I mentioned Muggsy, but you've also got Alonzo Mourning, Glenn Rice, Vince Carter, Rex Chapman, Hersey Hawkins, Charles Oakley, Vlade Divac, Anthony Mason.
No one's favorite player is Vlade Divac. Like, what?
Some little Serbian boy.
Maybe, I was going to say one of the Serbians. Maybe Nikola Jokic was.
I don't know what side he came down on that, because that was the fall of Yugoslavia. So actually, that might not be. It might be the Serbians that hate him. I'm not sure where Vlade fell in that whole thing. I don't know.
Curry,
ethnic cleansing thing might be problematic.
He wasn't around Steve Nash, I don't think, but he could have easily said Steve Nash because of their size. And just Steve Nash was awesome to watch. Like, Curry could have tried to, you know, emulate Steve Nash.
Well, let's be honest. I'm just saying there may have been multiple answers to that, but last night it was cool because he was with Uncle, you know, Larry, and he gave him that. It was my first, you know, it was like his first favorite player. Larry Johnson. Larry Johnson was the business back in the day.
He was definitely the business. He is not somebody that will ever go down as greatness.
Yeah.
But man, that's a dude I wanted on my team.
Yes.
He was.
Well, and I remember he had the Converse shoes and the grandma commercials, and he was on Family Matters hooping with Steve Urkel. Larry Johnson was awesome. I love Larry. In fact,
he's like the Warren Sapp of basketball.
Yeah. You know, and he wasn't necessarily in the best shape. He was just this big kind of brick. But when I was a little fat kid growing up, you better believe I loved me some Larry Johnson and those UNLV teams.
I remember going into the Foot Locker and they had like a marketing deal where it was like the grandmama legs coming through the floor with the dress on and the Converse.
Dude, amazing. I had a pair of grandmamas. Those things were great. I was like, because when you're like kind of a fat kid, you can't emulate like Michael. So I was like, I was a Charles Barkley, Larry Johnson guy. You needed someone that was a little more rotund.
Round mountain to rebound.
Exactly.
Okay, well, so now we get to the next squirrel, which was somehow you morphed into a Will Clark story.
Yeah, I found out Will Clark continues to be an ass.
No way.
Except for that one bus driver who liked him.
I'm holding on to that one bus driver. So we're sitting down in spring training, and there's these two leathery people, these two alligators in front of me, and they're yakking, and, you know, I'm not paying attention. It was in between innings or whatever. And, you know, you ever hear just a name, and all of a sudden you kind of like, you like perk up, you know, you're like, what? Huh? And so I'm sitting there, and I hear Will Clark. So now my interest is piqued. I'm like, oh, Will Clark.
Sweet swinging lefty.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there and I hear him talking about Will Clark. And so I kind of did the, you know, you do the lean in a little bit because I really couldn't hear what was going on. And the old bag heard or saw me kind of leaning in. And she kind of turned and gave me the, you know, can I help you? And I was like, oh, sorry. I was like, are you guys talking about Will Clark? And she goes, oh, no, you're not like his brother or anything, are you? And I went, no. I was like, he was just my favorite player growing up. And then that look came over her face and I was like, oh. I was like, you're not, you don't like Will Clark. And then she had some sort of story about how some sort of connection when he was in San Francisco and they're baseball people because we're watching the Giants. And sure enough, Will Clark's an ass and they hate him.
That's it?
Yeah. Well, they were just, you know, they crapped on him. I was like, oh man. Well, I was hoping when they said that they knew Will Clark from like the Giants days, I was excited. I was like, hey, here's someone that meets Will Clark.
And he was awesome.
I was about to get a really cool Will Clark story. No.
You know what?
I got he's an ass again.
Do you know what the worst thing to ever happen to you is?
What?
And it's the worst thing.
Yeah.
That you've met that bus driver who likes Will Clark.
Yes, because there has to be others.
No, there don't. No,
no, there don't.
Don't clip that.
Please.
No, there do not. Wait. No, that's not right either.
Please just keep going. You're doing great.
No, they don't.
You don't even know what you're saying anymore.
I don't know what I'm saying. Am I trying? There do not have to be others.
Please.
That's right. Just, that's right.
There do not.
Right?
There doesn't have to be others.
There do not.
There doesn't have to be.
Buck, please.
There
just,
do not have to be
can
others.
Can you just do a montage of what we just heard? Because it's spectacular.
Damn it.
There doesn't have to be others.
Okay,
and I
yeah,
say
that.
There does.
No, there does not.
There has to be.
No, there does.
It can't just be that one bus driver.
No, there. See, that's what I'm saying. There's always an exception. Just trust that Will Clark is in the camp of George Brett. They're both a-holes. Just, and you know this. And there, I'm sure there's some little Johnny somewhere who's like, oh, George Brett's great. No, he's not. Generally speaking, he's not.
See, and, this
and neither is Will Clark.
Every time we bring it up, I hope this isn't true, but text line, Will Clark was my favorite player as a kid, too. And then my dad went on a business trip to San Francisco and heard a story of him calling his teammates the N-word, so he no longer was my favorite player. Slander!
And he runs
I choose
with,
not to believe.
And
to
he
believe.
Runs with, what's his nuts? Aubrey Huth.
No. No.
Yeah, Will Clark's a bad guy, man. But he had a hell of a swing.
He did.
So just let's wrap our heads
I'm
around
I'm just saying.
That.
In that moment, I had my little Chick-fil-A sandwich, and I had my beer, and I was all excited that I was getting ready to, like, hear, like, a cool. They're like, oh, but I should have known when she said, oh, you're not his brother or something. And I was like, no. Do I look like Will Clark's brother? No, I love Will Clark. So he was my favorite player growing up. And just the look on her face, I immediately knew where that was coming. And then,
wasn't Will Clark the one that got hurt and he lied about it?
What? No, it was Jeff Kent.
That was Jeff Kent.
Jeff Kent,
yeah, I don't
right.
like you putting other a-hole.
Another white red ass.
Yeah, Jeff Kent was kind
hitter.
Of a jerk too, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. Big Everyone time. Hated Jeff Kent.
What is it with baseball guys?
Well, you ever meet Richie Sexton? You know, it's like.
I have met Richie Sexton and he's fine.
No.
He is. He's fine.
No.
He's fine.
I've heard more. I know more people that have direct knowledge of that. This Will Clark stuff is hearsay. I have direct knowledge of the Richie
well, again,
Sexton
ass. I'm like the bus driver. Richie Sexton was not mean to me at all. As a matter of fact, he was delightful. So,
yeah.
Somewhere, somebody likes him.
All I know is.
Doesn't mean they're right.
There's one guy, and I'm going to continue to seek out others. Don't make me call Aubrey Huff and be like, hey.
What a quest.
Is Will Clark a good dude? Although, is it bad when Aubrey Huff's
like...
Were
they gay together?
What?
They were gay.
No, that was Huff and Burl.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
again,
it. God.
This Will Clark slander you're putting on him. That wouldn't be some of Aubrey Huff is like, oh, he's the best guy in the world. That might be worse than when people tell me that Will Clark was an ass. This dude that was in spring training, he worked somehow with... He was in the front office. He did something with the Giants.
Whatever.
And anyway, apparently
it's not
Will
it's,
Clark's an ass.
It's not a news flash that Will Clark is an ass.
But no. He's gay.
All right. There's your opening seggy today.
Yeah.
It's a Wednesday show. We love Wednesdays here.
It's off to a rising start.
Yeah, it sure is. Forget sleepless in Seattle. Wide receiverless in Seattle, am I right?
Hey-o.
Am I right?
By the fellas? Way, I've been telling you for a year. Like, I love when people
Is this an I told you so from you already?
Every single person knew that this was happening. And then when it happens, like, Seahawk fan, what?
All right, we'll get to that next on The Fan.
Hell of an exchange.
I would like to state live on the radio that I still believe there do not have to be others to be correct.
There do not, what? No.
There do not have to be others.
That's not what you said.
That is what I said. You just played it.
I think it just sounded odd, but you're right. It would technically work.
That's right. It just sounded odd.
You were just so unsure of it.
Yes, I was very unsure of all of it. There do not have to be other. I think that if I said it that way,
is what you said?
Now, all of a sudden, it sounds right.
That sounded okay, what you just said. I'm not certain that's what you said.
Well, he just played it.
I need to hear it again.
Can we hear that?
Because you butchered it like 9 different times.
Are you kidding me?
No, there don't. No,
no, there don't.
Don't clip that.
Please.
No, there do not. Wait, no, that's not right either.
Please, just keep going. You're doing great.
No, they don't. There do not have to be others.
Please.
Yeah, that's right. There do not have to be others.
There doesn't have to be others.
Damn it.
There doesn't have to be others.
Okay,
and I say there does.
No, there does not.
It's the way you said it. You had a Larry Johnson pause in your free throw.
Yeah, no, I was just really unsure of it. And you guys assumed that I was wrong again.
Yes.
Little did you know I was actually right.
It was a good assumption on our part. But
there do not have to be others. That's why I thought it was right the first time. I'm like, that's right? But then my confidence was shaken to its core.
You were rattled.
I was rattled, and grammar usually does not rattle me.
No. Well, you're a grammar rodeo champion, but that was not your finest work.
No.
Hey, it happens to the best of us.
But I saved it.
Yeah.
Even though I didn't know I saved
it. You did. You brought it around.
Well, guys, we have big NFL news today.
Fuck to it.
The Seahawks have no wide receivers left except for Jake Bobo and Jaxon Smith-Njigba.
The greatness that is Jake Bobo?
No, Jake Bobo sucks.
Yeah, well,
if I remember right.
I don't know if he sucks. He was that guy coming out of camp that, you know, there's one.
There's and it's always that guy.
It's always the white guy.
The great route runner with great hands.
Tough run, smart run.
Gym rat.
Yeah. But no, one of the great Seahawks. Is no more. No. One of the all-time great Seahawks is
out. Over. And the Seahawks are pissed today because there's two bits of news. Tyler Lockett got cut.
Yeah.
And DK Metcalf requested a trade.
Yes. DK Metcalf!
Are you on that call?
What? DK Metcalf?
That was Joe Tessitore getting it wrong in a big moment.
DK Metcalf!
Wow. See, even the best get it wrong sometimes, Jace.
Yes.
The Seahawks are mad because they wanted today to be Tyler Lockett Appreciation Day.
Yeah.
But somehow it leaked that DK Metcalf requested a trade.
Well, my guess is that DK Metcalf requested it. Like, he leaked it. DK Metcalf, for all of his talents, dude, DK Metcalf is... Dude, that dude is a pain in the ass. Plain and simple.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think... Listen, DK Metcalf will be traded.
Yes.
The Seahawks are going to... shop him around, maybe Green Bay, maybe Vegas, but as good as he is, I don't think that Seahawks fans are upset about that.
Like, I hope not.
Because he's a bonehead.
Yes.
And now Tyler Lockett, like, give me Tyler Lockett any day of the week.
Yeah.
A player like Tyler Lockett over a player like DK Metcalf.
Yes.
I mean, that right there, just those two guys, as good as Metcalf is and as talented, like, just as physical specimen as he is, give me Tyler Lockett all day.
Yeah.
And that guy was nothing but a pro for 10 years.
No, and he was a better receiver. Look, we fall in love with the freaks, and Metcalf is the definition of that. Big, giant, freaky-looking dude. But, you know, outside of the 1 year, I want to pull this up real quick. Blip, blip, blip.
No, there don't.
Yeah. So the 2022, so two seasons ago, he caught 90 balls.
Wait, who are we talking about here?
DK Metcalf.
Okay.
He caught 90 balls.
That's good.
Yeah, that was very good.
That's good.
And he had, I want to see how many TDs he had. Yeah, 90 balls and 12 touchdowns. Like, that's the, you know, that was a big year for him. But, you know, since then, you look at him, 66 grabs, 66 grabs, 8. He's solid. He's a good receiver, but he's not necessarily a great route runner.
Yeah,
he gets
and
15
he's not worth the headache.
He gets 15 yard penalties all the time, and
especially
and
if you're going to have to pay him a bunch of money.
Yeah, and it's expensive, and you're not necessarily in a win now mode. His best years, you didn't make the, it's not like you're making a big push. And so I think as you're trying to build a culture there,
100%.
You know, I've never been a DK Metcalf guy. I just have always thought that he was a little overrated simply because he's a one-trick pony, but he looks really good, and we fall in love with that.
Well, he makes some amazing plays, too.
Absolutely, and that's why I said we kind of fall in love with the, you know, we fall in love with the idea of receivers, and I don't know if there's another position we do this about. I think we do with Odell Beckham was another one of these guys that I think had that. You make a couple big moments, you have a big year, and all of a sudden we're like, oh my God. You know who we're doing it right now? Davante Adams. Davante Adams hasn't been Davante Adams in 2 years, but we fall in love with that, although he at one point was the best receiver in football. DK Metcalf has never been that guy. And so, yes, when you ask me which one was the better receiver, I'm with you, dude. Give me Tyler Lockett all day long, but he's going to be 33. He had a huge cap hit. I think his cap hit this year, had they kept him, was, yeah, what was it you said?
I think this coming year, 17 million.
Oh, at 17, and then it was actually worse because of the bonus. That was if they cut him. It was going to be somewhere, I think, north of the 20s. Like, there was no way going into this year, you knew that this was the last year of Lockett, unless he took a massive restructure. And so here you are, and he's gone. So this was like a very easily predicted thing. And now that Metcalf wants out, we'll see what market is out there for him. I'm guessing Seattle isn't going to try to play hardball with him if Metcalf wants to go and they can get a decent return for him. I don't think Seattle's going to, you know, I don't think Seattle's going to sit there and try to hold him hostage. And by the way, he's got 1 year left, and then after that, he's done. So you're not going to get a huge return for him. But if you could get if you can get a fifth for him, something like that, I think that's probably what will end up happening. And then Seattle will wave goodbye, and they're going to move on with Jackson Smith and Jigba, and they'll address receivers in the draft.
DK Metcalf, next team odds: Green Bay Packers 3-1, Patriots 5-1, Raiders and Steelers 7-1, Chargers 8-1, Cowboys 10-1.
So, and I would warn anyone. New England Patriots.
I could see him on the Cowboys.
Yeah,
that's
right?
A Cowboy kind of move.
Well, it's a Cowboy kind of move, and you put him in an offense that actually could be good. You give him a real quarterback. He's got a real number one on the other side. And again, he's not a full route tree receiver, and you already have CeeDee Lamb, so Metcalf can be that one-trick guy, and it could work in Dallas. And that makes sense, because Dallas wants to win right now, and they do have the ability to hopefully keep him happy. But if he goes to a place like New England that isn't going to be very good,
or
with
Pittsburgh,
a young...
Pittsburgh even? Like, what do they have at quarterback right now that's going to keep him happy?
Well, Drake May.
No, I said, or Pittsburgh.
Oh, Pittsburgh.
That was also
yeah.
on that list.
Like, I don't want... If I pair him with George Pickens, who's also a whiny little you-know-what, so now I've got two temperamental guys that don't play very hard all the time, and a quarterback that's going to struggle to get him the ball. I would say the same thing in Vegas. It doesn't make sense. DK, to me, needs to be a guy like that goes to an organization with some structure and the ability to keep him somewhat happy, and you don't have to rely on him to be the guy. So there's a place for him out there. He's still like, I think he's like 27, 28 years old. So I'm not trying to sit here and say that he's, long in the tooth and I don't want anything to do with him. I just think that we often overvalue guys like DK Metcalf and what they mean. Because again, I ask you, as good as he's been in Seattle and he's been solid, what has he meant to the Seahawks? Really nothing. It's just, he doesn't move the needle for
you. I think he's helped them. So it's hard to quantify what he's meant. I mean, look at his numbers. He's good.
Yeah.
Deep threat. Good. Stretches the field. That's good.
Yeah.
Opens things up for Smith and Jigba.
Sure.
Lockett. Yes. All of that. How do you quantify that? I don't know. I just feel like he's replaceable.
Yes.
I mean, that's really it.
Yeah.
It's just a number. Look, if DK Metcalf were squeaky clean, in terms of just his attitude,
mm-hmm.
this is maybe a different conversation.
Sure.
Right? But he's not.
No.
And they're looking at the price tag, and they're looking at the headache, and they're going, not really worth it. We can find, we'll find somebody in the draft. There's a free agent. We have Smith and Jigba. We're fine.
And we don't even know, by the way, if Seattle is going to honor this. It's just, it's 1 year left of the deal. We would assume that Seattle's going to move on.
Yeah, they'll trade him. No, they don't. So I don't know. I just think Metcalf made this because of the way he is.
Yeah.
I think he made this kind of a whatever.
Yeah.
For both the Seahawks and Seahawk fans.
Sure.
They're just like, fine. Yeah. I mean, he's good.
Sure.
And we shouldn't downplay that, but he's just easily they can replace him.
Yes.
And they should replace him. I don't think they should pay him a bunch of money because he's kind of a headache. Well, did you see what Lenore said about him?
No.
Diamador Lenore.
Former Duck great. Yeah, what did he say?
Well, he is, of course, of the Niners now.
Yes.
And we have a Niner fan here on staff.
That's right.
Ryan Buckley loves Diamador Lenore. He said he took to IG Live?
Okay.
Instagram Live, yeah.
Is that something you guys know? To react to DK Metcalf, and he said, y'all cannot let DK Metcalf leave. How am I going to have fun out there? In Jigba, he be crying all day. That's all he do is cry. Cry, baby. That's what he said.
Really?
Yeah, so which is funny because...
Well, the Niners have baited DK into getting ejected
recently.
So they like having him around.
To me, I think Lenore is...
Throwing shade at him,
he's
right?
Throwing shade at Metcalf.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
By calling in Jigba a crybaby, yeah. I think he's saying, dude, that's all Metcalf did was cry. And it was so much fun.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I also saw Jigba got on Twitter and said, "Ayo, WTF."
He's catching strays. Well, clearly, if your in-division rival is saying, don't let the guy go, that shade that he's thrown at him.
Yeah, they knew they could get under his skin.
Yes.
They loved it.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being a DB, how fun it would be to get under DK Metcalf's skin?
100%.
And how easy it would be?
Yeah. And he just, you know, he just is kind of one of those like unhinged players, but he's
meanwhile,
good.
Try rattling Tyler Lockett.
No, that guy's a pro's pro, and it bothers me, and we're falling victim to it. But it does suck that on a day where hopefully this should have been a Lockett appreciation, and this is why it bothers me, and this is, again, the DK Metcalf thing. I don't believe that it was an accident, that it leaked the day that Lockett is getting released.
What?
Guys like that just always want it about themselves, and... Look, there's no position quite like wide receiver in the NFL, and I know they're important, and we love them, but, boy, I feel like receiver, to me, is starting to become a little bit like the running back a number of years ago.
I agree.
There's plenty of them to be found. You don't have to pay. Like, if you're a true number one guy, you know, Chase and Jefferson, I get it. And by the way, those guys don't get moved very often. They don't hit free agency. You just don't see those guys because teams hold on to them.
But it's like dudes 10 through 35 are all the same.
Exactly. And you can find them.
Get them cheap.
Yes, you can find them lots of places.
Couldn't agree more.
So.
Yeah. All right, well, let's take the time to appreciate Tyler Lockett.
Yes.
Let's give him his own segment. And if you bring up DK Metcalf in our next segment, or if I do, or if Buckley does, we will be kicked off the show. Permanently.
There will be no more DK Metcalf talk.
Decaf Metcalf!
But just not in the next segment.
But we will talk about decaf Metcalf. That's fine.
The YouTube chat said they needed more caffeinated Metcalf with the Seahawks recently. Less.
No, you wanted decaf.
Yeah,
Metcalf.
I was going to say.
He probably did want decaf.
He's always caffeinated.
He's always. Remember we had that sweet, like, weird three-way thing going on where he was texting the gals? That was kind of fun.
That's right.
Yeah. He had one of his ladies coming in from way out of town, texted her mid-booty call, and was like, sorry, I found someone better. And then changed his mind and was like, no, I talked to my other gal. She says it's cool if you come, and we'll do a little three-way thing. Turn around, come back.
And she did not.
She did not. But she did leak the messages, and that was kind of fun.
But it was a nice try.
It was a nice try.
All right, that Tyler Lockett segment is next. Here's Buck.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility.
at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You're welcome. You know what? I just like to say that. You're welcome. All of you.
For free, by the way.
That's right.
Sucker.
You don't have to pay for that.
No, it's the best bang for your buck out there.
I do knew that.
Join my Substack. Right.
I don't
know what that means, but you got to pay for something.
I think isn't that kind of like Discord?
I think you pay and then... Yeah. I saw it because that evil bitch, Casey Anthony, now has...
Oh.
She's reemerged.
What's she doing?
She's a...
I saw something about
hand
her.
To God. This, and I don't mean to throw this out there because I know it can
I
be
sent Isaac a story about this potentially for the club.
She is, I wish I could call her a C word. She killed her kid and then tried to throw her parents under the bus for it, got off.
Throw.
Yeah, throw. That son of a bitch.
I do knew that.
She's now a, quote, legal advocate. And so she has like between $100 and $10. I think it's between $10 and $100. You join her, whatever. And she says all the money she collects, she's going to go to help, be a legal advocate, AKA it's going to go in her pocket. And she's now like on TikTok and like making videos.
That sounds very generic. Legal advocate.
Exactly.
For what?
I hope someone hits
mean?
Her with a bus.
And the story I sent you was she's getting political too. I mean, she's like opposing different political groups or something.
A legal advocate.
Yeah. She has
like the advocates.
Yeah. She's going to, except she's not going to be suing anyone. She's just going to keep the money for herself. I'm surprised she's not just doing OnlyFans at this point. Hey, bitch, you killed your kid and you got away with it. Maybe just shut up and go away forever. I hope something horrible happens to her. I hope she gets Lou Gehrig's disease, to be honest with
Casey
you.
Casey Anthony, one of America's most hated women, rebrands herself as a civil rights advocate to oppose Trump.
Oh, okay. There's the tie-in. I was going to say, that's...
What's that meteor? Can it hit her? Can something hit her? I mean,
if she becomes our next president?
At this point, nothing would shock me.
Stephen A. president is what I want.
All right.
However,
this was supposed to be the Tyler Lockett appreciation segment, but
the second greatest receiver that the Seattle Seahawks have ever had, Tyler Lockett.
That's right.
Only behind Steve Largent.
Doug Baldwin. Oh.
No. You know, Doug Baldwin is fourth, actually, because I had to look this up.
Yeah, so I wondered if you looked this up, because I did too.
Yeah, because I knew Lockett would be up there.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if Lockett, I was like, I don't think he got Largent, because I think I would have heard had he become the all-time leading receiver. And he's not. Largest numbers are ridiculous. He's got 13,000 yards, and Lockett's 8,500. But it's actually Brian Blades is third, then Doug Baldwin.
Yeah, so number two all-time in Seahawks history in receiving yards is Tyler Lockett.
Yes.
Number six is DK Metcalf.
Yeah.
So it goes Largent, Lockett, Blades, Baldwin, Darnell Jackson, DK.
It's very weird. Joey Galloway's on there, but I mean, and Lockett's second in touchdowns. Lockett is a Ring of Honor member. I mean, Tyler Lockett is
just a pro.
Absolute greatness.
He's a guy that you could count on.
Yes.
I don't know, just a great dude.
Well, and I love guys like that, right? He wasn't, you know, coming out of Kansas State, it wasn't like he was, you know, the end all to be all. He's a smaller guy. You know, made one Pro Bowl, made one All Pro team, but was just a consummate professional and had some really, really great years. I mean, he had a couple seasons where I'm looking here his best. He had 100 grab catch with 10 touchdowns.
You mean 100 catch season?
Yes.
You we're killing it today.
Did I say 100 yards?
You said 100 grab catch.
God bless America. Well, I'm still thinking about cursing at Casey Anthony.
I do knew that.
He had 100 catches.
No, they don't.
10 touchdowns. He was great. I think sometimes like guys of his stature just get overlooked in the NFL. And if you weren't a Seahawk fan, maybe you didn't pay any attention to Tyler Lockett. But if you were a Hawk fan, you knew.
Yeah,
you knew how good
he was.
He was
a pro, man.
Yes.
Reliable.
Yes.
And I'd take him any day of the week over.
we are doing great
over
today.
DK Metcalf.
Are you thinking about cursing at Casey Anthony too?
No, I don't really care about her.
Hmm. Merry Christmas, bitch.
He was also behind one of my greatest gambling wins. Final week of the regular season, incentive week. 2 touchdowns, 17-1 odds. It's wonderful.
All right.
Is that what you...
Thanks for that.
I like that
That's how I will remember Tyler Lockett, that he cashed 17-1 with 2 touchdowns against the Cardinals on the last day of the regular season.
It makes me happy that Buck's entire world revolves around... his big gambling wins.
Decent money that day.
Yeah.
So who is your worst, like who do you hate most because they screwed you in betting?
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't know that I have like a betting vendetta right now, like this season, Orlando Magic. I can't every time I bet them.
Is it possible that you may need counseling if you're consistently betting? Because that leads me to believe that you haven't bet on them once or twice, that is a continual thing.
That's like 3 times in the last month.
Well,
yeah. 0-3. You can't get a read on the Magic. Hey, guess what? Neither can I. You know why? I don't watch them.
This is once when Travis Demers once asked me about a Washington State Gonzaga basketball line.
And no. I thought it was preseason NBA.
Well, that too. But no, it was a non-conference Washington State Gonzaga basketball line. Hey. And I do believe that there was a preseason game in there too. Like he had like a parlay going.
Yeah.
And I remember sitting and telling him, I'm like, my man, if that's the road you're going down, it's probably time to pick up the phone. Like that's.
He doesn't want to hear that.
1-800 gambler.
Get out of here with that.
I know the number.
Come on, dude.
He used to love.
There's money to be made. Hey, if there's a line on it, there's money to be made.
Every not line's an opportunity.
Them. Not all of them, but you got to do your homework. And preseason, you know, some of the sharps, I don't know about sharps, but some of the like people, you know, there's sports betting content all over the place now.
Sure.
A lot of them,
consume all of it.
Whatever you call those people, they will tell you that there is a lot of money to be made in preseason. There's advantages.
Well, I do bet on preseason.
Yeah, that's why Suk bets the Ravens.
That's the only preseason bet I have ever laid.
If you're following it,
because
it's about who plays and like you got to pay attention.
Yeah.
Then of course that loses 95% of bettors right there because like what? Yeah. I have to pay attention. It's not just free money.
My buddy sends me these horrific, like Instagram like clips, and it's always
that's the IG bro.
Yeah, he sends me the IG clips, and it's always, you know, we should be sleeping, but it's 2 a.m. and we're currently gambling on. And then it's a clip of some sort of athletic competition that you're just like, oh my God, this is a real thing.
Once I start doing the overnight table tennis, you guys can come and get me.
I'm telling you, the stuff he sends me is way worse than the overnight table tennis thing. There's some Special Olympic events going on. There's some stuff from the Far East and just some of the rando sports that are out there. And then you think to yourself, someone does have action on this right. somewhere.
Hey, and guess what? They probably have value. Value. You can find value in a lot of different types of betting.
Yeah.
JC babes.
Yes, you can.
Get on board, bro. It's the way to live.
Well,
Buck and I are on board. We bet on TGL.
That's right.
Yeah, it's
and it's a blast.
Yeah. It's a bit disturbing.
And we're kicking ass at it.
Are you?
We want to get last.
That's
yes.
right.
Every time I turn around, we're Buck's like, cursing at the TV.
You don't hear me cursing when we're winning.
Yeah. See, that's the thing about sports betting,
or
too.
Or actually, you do.
You never really... Yeah, nobody likes a bet bragger. You just go, yeah, I won that bet. Yeah, well, how about the other eight you lost? But we're pretty good about that around here.
Yeah.
Whereas, so Buck, he won't often tell you when he wins.
Yeah.
But you will know it when he's
when
getting
down.
Screwed.
Yeah.
But TGL, I think, what are we? We're figuring we're 8-3.
Yeah, I think it's like, it might be 9-4 now, but yeah.
We're probably the preeminent TGL experts in the world, really, if you think about
in
it.
In the world.
But we give out our picks for free.
Yeah.
So that's just kind of the guys we are.
Well, at the end of the day, we wish you all the best. Tyler Lockett.
Yeah.
Seahawk.
Your greatness.
Legend.
Why?
Greatness.
Yes.
And we will miss ye. Good luck in the heavens.
Yeah, I think he'll, I wonder if he walks away because he's still got some juice left in the tank. But I looked it up. He was set to count $31.9 million against the cap this year had they kept him. That would have been the fourth highest cap number for a receiver. Hence, we all knew that Tyler Lockett was about to be no more.
All right, what are we going to do with this Blazer spread?
I know.
We need to talk
I got about some this. Interesting numbers on this.
Yeah. Let's talk about next, because the game tips in about 10 minutes.
Is there TGL
I have
Wednesday
not picked a side either. I don't know what I'm doing on this game.
I think I do. Hmm. And so we'll get to that next on The Fan. All right, we only have a few minutes before the Blazers tip in Boston. Interesting point spread tonight because Porzingis, Holiday, Tatum are all out.
Yeah.
Brown is sick, but they say he is going to play. Jeremy Grant is out. This morning, full disclosure, it was last night, I took Boston.
Mm-hmm. It was 9.5, right?
Yeah, it was like, actually it was at 10.
10?
And maybe it might have been 10.5, but... I was looking at the Porzingis Holiday thing, and at last practice, they were both back.
Hmm.
And so I was anticipating that they would be playing and the line would go up once they announced that. Well, it's the other way, and now Tatum's sitting.
Yeah.
But I just looked at the line, and this is what gives me pause. It's 9.5 on DraftKings still.
Yeah, so it hasn't moved.
It hasn't. It's moved 1 point.
Yeah. It's
Now it was down to 8. So what I think happened was once all the injuries got announced, it went way down. Everybody's betting Portland. And now at 8, everybody's like, whoa, Boston.
Well, I got to look this up. I'm trying to find that. I thought I clicked the like on it, but I saw a little spread today because I, too, was intrigued by this line and was kind of poking around at it. And Boston against West teams this year is brutal against the spread.
Yeah, that's what Danny was saying.
They're like, they were like 3-16.
Whoa.
Against the, not straight up, obviously, but against the spread, against teams in the West.
Yeah, Jeff Rust just sent this in and he said, Blazers are 16-3 against the spread versus the East. Celtics, 7-11-1 against the spread versus the West.
Oh, okay. So that was flipped. So
wow.
It was Portland does real well and yeah, Boston. So I saw those guys being out.
Well,
I'm like,
okay,
eh.
Wait. Can I make I'm oftentimes devil's advocate when it comes to things like this.
Yeah, let's do it.
16-3 against the East. Well, you haven't played Boston.
No.
No, but you played Cleveland.
But you played Cleveland and you gave Cleveland all you could handle, and Cleveland had the guys.
That's fair. But also Boston without their top, I don't know. I think it's very shady, for lack of a better term, that Boston's top three players are out.
Yeah.
Well, three of their top four are out.
It's not moving.
And it's still 9.5. Mm-hmm. That tells you Boston still might be the play. And I think the reason is the Blazers are coming off that overtime game. That was a hard-fought game that was just on Monday, wasn't it? It was just they only got one night rest. That was Monday.
I believe so.
Or was that Sunday?
They played back-to-back.
No, yeah, they went Sunday-Monday.
Sunday-Monday.
Yeah, see, they went Sunday-Monday and then went overtime Monday. I think that's why that line is so high and Grant is out. I think they're looking at Portland going,
Look, are we going on this adventure together as a show or
what? Well, I'm
what?
Already on Boston.
Oh.
I know you guys want to take Portland.
Yeah, I kind of want Portland in this.
Well, take them. Take them. I mean, the spread's 9.5. I mean, come on.
I mean, they you do can... have the best player in the league in
Tumani Kamara.
I mean, Danny was already comparing him to Buck Williams. He's in the Hall of Fame, basically, at this point.
You can live bet it.
Buck, you want to go on you
live
go on
betting might be the play here. I don't know. 9.5 is a tricky number, it feels like.
Hmm. Yeah, that's one of those. It's a trap line, I think. I think they're wanting you to take Portland. Everybody's like, oh, we got Portland. Yes, yes,
I
mean, yeah.
I could... It's and it Boston may be high time for Portland to just lose one of these games by 20.
Boston's going to win 130-80.
I like this from Eskimo. The play is to wait until the Blazers are down 20 and then live bet the spread.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was just saying.
Yeah.
Live betting is not a bad tool.
Oh, I love the live bet.
Yeah.
Dude, live betting's where it's at.
It's not a bad tool, especially in the NBA where the swings are so...
Yeah, you know there's going to be a run.
The swinges,
yeah,
as it were. Well, I'm on Boston, and I don't feel great about it. How about that? Does that tell you anything?
Yeah.
I thought Tatum, Porzingis, and Holiday. I thought they were all going to play.
Yeah, and you got snookered.
And they just beat Denver. I'm like,
and yet here I am not wanting to touch this line.
I don't blame you.
I feel like there's a small bet coming here on the Blazers.
Yeah, come on, put a little something.
Why not?
Come on.
Why not? At least
you only live once.
We can't watch it in the freaking studio. So
wait, it's on K2. I think.
Is it?
Yeah, I think we got K2 tonight.
I think that's accurate. Yeah. Let me check.
They're actually going to show this one.
Well, thank heavens.
It'll be my first time watching him in weeks, maybe months. Months.
It's very frustrating, like when the hometown team is on and we are in the studio and we can't watch the game.
Yeah,
I'm not seeing it on my YouTube TV.
Well, it says KTU on the lineup.
Yeah, but that might be their like ancillary channel or whatever. I don't know.
So when it says KTU, it's not actually KTU.
I don't know. I just know in the, because at home I have.
That's not confusing.
At home, I just have the streaming box so I can watch whatever. But in here, we're subject to either Hulu with live sports or YouTube TV. And for whatever reason, it's the Blazers are never on either one of those.
That's right.
Like, they'll have a slate on our YouTube TV where there will be 10 NBA games. They give you them all right there and you can pick from them. The Blazers, it's maddening to me. At any point, 10 NBA games on YouTube TV and we don't have the Blazers.
Correction.
Yeah.
Cleveland overtime Sunday.
Sunday.
K2 2.2, the text line is telling us.
Beat Philly on Monday.
Okay. Yeah.
So we had it. But they went back-to-back, but the overtime game was on Sunday.
Okay, the question becomes, do we have on our YouTube, do we have...
No, because we can't get 2.2, and we also can't get Xfinity 302. So we're SOL over here.
Lots of twos.
What the hell? All right, I'm going to place a...
Where's K3?
I'm going to throw a sandbuck on this.
Isn't that right? Yeah, throw a sandbuck, whatever that means.
We'll see what happens here.
And you and I will fight to the death tonight.
It's insane.
All right, the Ducks, they're heating up. But is Dana Altman close to retiring? That's next on The Fan.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's ALMASED.com.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.